Hi, I'm Melanie Patterson from Christchurch in New Zealand.
Joe Prinsford from Pretoria.
Anand Trivedi from India.
Sue Crawford from Pietermaritzburg.
Patrick Miner from Nairobi, Kenya.
Krizal Roberts from Standerton in Mpumalanga.
I'm Brigitte Seitestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wiley from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
Christine from Cape Town in South Africa. And you're listening to Ride with Coach Perry.
Welcome on to this edition of Ride with Coach Perry. My name is Brad Brown. I've got our cycling coach, Devlin Eden, with us. Dev, welcome onto the podcast today.
Thanks for having me, Brad. Looking forward to the question.
Dev, it's a great question, and it's got to do with long, slow distance training rides. So we've got a whole bunch of cycling training programs on our online training platform over at coachperry.com/cycling. And there've been a few questions about the different sessions. There's obviously sort of high intensity tempo sessions, but the one that's been asked about quite often, and it's one that people tend to miss, and don't really do it properly, is the LSD, or the long slow distance training sessions. Dev, tell us a little bit about the LSD sessions. Like, why are they in the training program? Why are they important, and why shouldn't you be, I don't want to say missing them, because people are doing them, but they're not doing them at the right pace and right intensity. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your take on those LSDs.
All right, Brad. Yeah, you've got a good point. So it is something that a lot of people do miss more often than not, and they feel, well, it's lower intensity stuff, so it's not the end of the world if I don't. The sort of whole idea of the LSD stuff is you're getting time in the saddle. So we're really trying hard, and we'll structure most of the programs around almost an 80-20 principle, in the sense of 80% of your training program, or the volume of your program, is going to be long, slow distance type of work slash recovery work as well. And the idea here around the long, slow distance is to actually build your cardiovascular engine. So that's where you're laying the foundation and laying the base. It's on top of that, and what makes up the 20% of your training volume is where the high intensity, your power, your speed, your strength type of training gets added on top of that. So if you sort of had to picture it as a pyramid. Now, the reason for having that solid base or your LSD cardiovascular engine well developed is from a recovery point of view as well. And not just between sessions and from day to day, but also within a session or in a race as well, where you need to recover after a high intensity burst. So you might be in a race, you've been climbing a climb for 5 to 10 minutes, you're completely poked by the top. It allows you to also just recover that little bit quicker so you can put the hammer down again rather than needing another 20 minutes to try and get your heart rate down and to recover in that. So it is a vital piece of the training program, and it's the reason we put it into the training as well. So my suggestion would be, if you're not getting, I would almost sacrifice, and I suppose it largely depends on the level of rider that we're talking about, but I would rather sacrifice a little bit of the high-intensity quality type of sessions to actually get the LSD training in. And I speak about quality sessions. It's not to say that LSD is not a quality aspect to your training. We talk about that as laying the base foundation, the time in the saddle. It does get, I can understand it for most of us, and I think it's sort of our daily run-in-the-mill, how busy we are in our lives, that we feel, well, we might only have 45 minutes or 2 hours to train today, whatever it might be, so we need to go as hard as we possibly can to feel like we're actually achieving something, breaking a sweat and feel dead by the end of it. The problem is, when you've got a program, and especially some of the more advanced programs, where you see you're training 5 to 6 times a week, when you're doing high intensity on top of high intensity on top of high intensity, you're building fatigue on top of fatigue on top of fatigue. And the problem there is you're never getting a proper recovery in, and that's where we start just playing around with risks of overtraining and falling. And when you fall into that overtraining pit, it's very difficult and takes a long time to come out of that. So I would, as far as possible, try not sacrifice those. And what makes it difficult as well to actually stay LSD is when we start riding with other people. A program might say a Saturday ride or a Sunday ride might be a 3 or 4 hour long, slow distance type ride. Those are zone two efforts. And for most of us, zone two efforts are, we kind of get bored doing it. But it takes a lot of discipline not to be chasing your buddy up the road trying to log a Strava segment or whatever it might be, because then we're defeating the whole purpose of trying to build that cardiovascular engine. We're now in a completely different zone, and we're building fatigue again. So it does take a lot of discipline, a lot of self-discipline to try and just regulate that and stay in that intensity, that prescribed zone for the allotted period of time.
Yeah, Dev, you make a very important point there, and we hear it so often where people say if you're going to train, make sure that each training session has a purpose. And for a lot of people, they feel that if they're not about to pop a lung, they're not doing it right. And the LSD has its purpose, like you've explained, and the reason we do it is for those exact reasons. So even though it feels like you're not sort of getting your heart rate, that it feels like your heart's about to pop out of your mouth, riding in those zone two, sort of in that area, is definitely helping, and it's doing what it should be doing.
Yes, 100%. And I think tying into that, and on your point, is what has a purpose is things like a recovery ride as well.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will see a recovery ride and think, oh, well, I'm feeling a little bit flat, or no, my day is just too hectic and I'm going to skip my recovery ride today. The recovery ride itself has a purpose. And you'll see in the programs that we ride, for instance, is you'll have a recovery ride and then you'll have a rest day. Those are two different things. The rest day is a complete day off, and then a recovery ride is a day where you're typically trying to flush the system out, just loosen the legs up a little bit before tomorrow's tough day of riding again. So each of those also has their purpose. So it's the same with the LSD stuff. Don't skip on your recovery rides where possible as well.
Absolutely. Well, Dev, it's been great catching up once again. Don't forget, if you'd like a training program and you need some help, make sure you check out the Coach Parry online training platform. We have got cycling programs across the board. So if you're just starting out, or if you are looking at doing your fastest 100K, or if you're thinking about doing multi-day stage races, we have got you covered. Head over to coachparry.com/cycling. You can get all the details there. We've got access to our very active community and forum where you can chat to our coaches and get the help you need, most importantly when you need it, and it's all science based. So go check it out. That's coachparry.com/cycling. Dev, as always, great to catch up. I look forward to chatting again next week.
Thanks, Brad, and yeah, keep the questions coming.